Books on Tape presents Crossroads by Belle the Plain, read by Anne-Marie Lee. Junctions. Envy is natural to man. Herodotus. Chapter 1. If the gray clouds in the sky had not suddenly split apart and released an explosion of rain, Jewel Fairchild would have chosen to walk back to the train station on the shady road between two walls of green shrubs and trees. It was really amazing that such peace and quiet could exist not many miles from the crowded streets where she lived and worked. But had this entire day not been amazing? Cassandra Wright, the owner and CEO of Wright Glassworks, had been riding her horse and, having come too close to a fence post, had hurt her leg. She would have to stay at home for a few days. An unheard-of occurrence at the Glassworks, where her dawn-to-dusk work ethic was legendary. Her efficient secretary had spent most of the day on the phone, as Mrs. Wright was directing the business from her home. Even though Cassandra had been married twice, she insisted on being called Mrs. Wright, because Wright was the name of her ancestors and her business, and the politically correct Ms. was way too trendy for her taste. When it was discovered late in the afternoon that an important paper required the CEO's signature, Jewel, who was a receptionist at the Glassworks, had been summoned by her supervisor and told to hand-deliver the document to Mrs. Wright's home, although to call the place a home was to understate so totally the grandeur, the dreamlike otherworldliness of it, it was almost funny. Of course, Jewel had known that Mrs. Wright and her family wouldn't live in a hut, but she'd never seen any.